The candidates may have to prep for another debate this weekend, but you can go to the movies. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan recommends Rachel Getting Married.
For Oscar-winning director Jonathan Demme, Rachel Getting Married is a gratifying return to his independent film roots. And for actress Anne Hathaway, of all people, it's a career-changing performance. Hathaway is best known for movies like The Princess Diaries. Here she plays Kim, an ultra-troubled young woman released from rehab for her sister's wedding. Even though Kim has trouble recognizing where her own needs end and other people's boundaries begin, she gets to make a toast at the rehearsal dinner.
Hello. I'm Shiva the Destroyer and your harbinger of doom for this evening. I would like to thank you all for coming and welcome you, even though I haven't seen most of you since my latest stretch in the big house. But you all look fabulous.
Everyone's been to weddings like this, where unresolved issues ignite in front of your eyes. Rachel Getting Married also dares to mix the bitter with the sweet. It understands that life-altering situations like weddings not only bring out the worst in human behavior, but also the finest. All kinds of tunes, most memorably the a cappella version of Neil Young's Unknown Legend, run through this film like a river, suffusing it with joy at the moments it needs it most.
Somewhere on a desert highway, she rides a Harley Davidson.
If Kim's toast jolts us with its surprising bitterness, that song, sung by the groom as part of the wedding ceremony, lifts us up with its unexpected affirmation.
The chrome and steel she rides, colliding with the very air she breathes. The air she breathes.
Because it is willing to take chances like this, Rachel Getting Married could have gone off the rails any number of ways. It didn't because director Demme's firm but unobtrusive hand gives us the kind of emotionally honest moments that big studio money can't buy.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. You can find more film reviews at npr.org.
She used to work in a diner. Never saw one.